Welcome to Vespers. My name is Nancy Winder. It's my privilege to serve Holden as pastor. We should all have a copy of Vespers 86. If you didn't get one, there's a stack of them by the door. And on Saturday nights through the summer, Holden gathers to sing this beautiful Vesper service that, since it was written here in 1986 by Marty Haugen when he was on sabbatical here, has become beloved not only at Holden, but through many, in many, many different places. You may also know this as Holden Evening Prayer. As we go through the service, when we come to the psalm, which is on page 4, high voices take part 1, and the low voices part 2. They're kind of in layers, L1 and L2. And at the end of the service, at the Lord's Prayer, you're invited to pray this prayer that Jesus taught us in whatever language is familiar and comfortable to you. And at the end, when we come to the benediction, may God, Creator, bless us and keep us, we will all sing that together. Leading our worship tonight are Sybil, Chris, and Penny.
Jesus Christ, you are the light of the world.
The light of darkness can overcome.
Stay with us now, for it is evening.
And the day is almost over.
Let your light scatter the darkness.
And shine within your people.
our prayers come before you, O God, as incense, and may your presence surround and fill us so that in union with all creation we might sing your praise and your love in our lives.
Amen. This evening, I will be sharing with you four childhood memories and a scripture. Myself. I have to live with myself, and so I want to be fit for myself to know. I want to be able, as days go by, always to look myself straight in the eye. I don't want to stand with the setting sun and hate myself for the things I've done. I don't want to hide on a closet shelf a lot of secrets about myself. I know what others may never know, but I can never fool myself. Whatever happens, I want to be self-respecting and conscience-free. Four things. Four things a man must learn to do if he would keep his record true. To think without confusion clearly. To love his fellow men sincerely. To act with honest motives purely. To trust in God and heaven securely. The three grand essentials. Something to do. Something to love. And something to hope for. I would be true. I would be true, for there are those who trust me. I would be pure, for there are those who care. I would be strong, for there is much to suffer. I would be brave, for there is much to dare. I would be friend of all the foe the friendless. I would be giving and forget the gift. I would be humble, for I know my weakness. I would look up and laugh and love and lift. Philippians 4:8. Finally, brother, whatever is true, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there is excellence, if there is anything worthy to be praised, think on these things. The light shines in the darkness.
And the darkness is not overcome.
Thank you.
great and merciful God, source and ground of all goodness and life, give to your people the peace that passes all of understanding, and the will to live your gospel of mercy and justice through Jesus Christ our Lord. God, remember us in your love and teach us to pray. Our Father, let us bless our God.
Praise and thanks to you.
May God, Creator, bless us and keep us. May Christ be ever light for our lives. May the Spirit of love be our guide and path for all of our days. Go in peace and serve the living God.